Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the full moon that's occurring on April 23rd or 24th, depending on where you live in the world. We're going to take a look at each life path number and how these energies could influence your path. So before we get into that, of course, this is a general reading. If you would like a personalized forecast or reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. I would love to work with you. All right, let's take a look at each life path number. Life path number 6. So this full moon, you're going to be working with the energy of the 14-5. And this is kind of a fun energy. This could be a really fun and flirty period where, you know, you kind of want to throw your obligations out the window. You want to, you know, find ways to really have a really good time, have fun, experience life. This is a great time for traveling. If you're traveling at this time, especially if it's for pleasure, this would be such a great time to do that at this time. I would say with this, when we move through a 14-5 cycle, we can, again, just want to throw inhibitions to the wind. It can be a very much like go big or go home type of energy, and we can get really caught up in that. And so what I would say is, you know, just all things in moderation. This can be a highly fulfilling period for you if done in moderation. So don't, you know, go so in excess that when this cycle passes, you have to clean it up type of thing and have sort of buyer's remorse. But this is such a great time for romance and creativity and play and just, you know, sinking more into your inner child and the more jovial side of life. So definitely a great time to enjoy the finer things in life. If you want to splurge, this is a great time to do that, if you feel comfortable doing that. But definitely like traveling, exploring, trying something new, expressing yourself in a new way. These are all things that can make you feel really liberated and free. And so anything that does that and ignites your, you know, inner spirit, this is such a great time for that. But because you have that 4 energy at play as well, the 14-5, this is definitely, you know, there's going to feel like there's some restrictions to that where you want to just go run wild in the meadow, but something's holding you back. You know, you've got to, you know, I don't know, you've got to go to work or something like that, right? You've got, you know, responsibilities and obligations. So again, this is just helping you. This cycle is helping you to not fall to the extreme of either, right? Where you're so sort of overworked and so rigid in your daily activities that you're not allowing that time for play or for you know, just enjoyment. And so this energy comes in to sort of spice things up a little bit to help you to do that. It could also be saying get serious about your creativity, your creations, your work, your whatever brings you joy. It's a time to get serious about that, right? Do more of that. Find ways to do more of that, whether you have to schedule it in or not. Scheduling is a very 4 energy. So, you know, and 5 is all about enjoyment and, again, the finer things of life. So if you have to schedule in joy for the day, hey, you got to do what you got to do. So I would say this would be a time to do that. This would be a great time to modify your schedule in some way. If you're someone who's working 80 hours a week, you know, what are you really getting out of that? And this would be a time that's going to ask you to really take a look at that. Are you truly getting enjoyment and fulfillment out of working 80 hours a week? If you are, then that's great. No modification needed. But if you aren't, then this is going to be an energy or a cycle that's going to say, yeah, we need to look at this and get a little bit more serious about, you know, balancing this out a bit. And, you know, if we're not getting fulfillment and enjoyment out of where we spend the majority of our time, we need to reevaluate and find ways where we can get more out of that experience. And this energy will help you to do that. Because you can absolutely have your cake and eat it too, but you just got to do the dishes, right? You still got to do the dishes. So the 14 and the 5 says you can have it all. All things in moderation, right? All things in balance. So I do think this cycle is going to just help you to kind of look a little bit more closely at where is it that you're either falling to the extreme of, you know, excess, living in excess, overindulgence, that sort of thing, or where are you living where it's a little bit too restricted. You're overly restrictive of yourself. And this energy will help to kind of, again, shake that up a little bit and free things up. You're, of course, going to be the one at the helm of that that has to make it happen. But again, this cycle is helping you to see that life can be very, very fulfilling when done in moderation. When things are done in moderation, it can be very, very fulfilling. Any extreme brings in, you know, I don't want to say toxicity, but it brings in, you know, hindrance and negativity and, you know, keeps us stuck, so to speak. So beautiful energy here. You could definitely feel like the rug is being pulled out from underneath you at times, but it's really almost like trickster energy where it's saying, you know, was it really that bad? You know, it helps you to see over here where the, you know, the fun is. So let's go and have some fun. So anything that this energy comes in and shakes up is to help you to see that life is not meant to be quite so serious. But again, don't go to the extreme of just throwing the baby out with the bathwater, because let's keep the baby, right? So I hope it's a beautiful one for you all. This has an opportunity, or this cycle is a great opportunity, again, to just have a lot of fun, have a really good time, recognize that, you know, you, again, you can have your cake and eat it too, just do the dishes, right? So beautiful energy for y'all. Take care. Bye for now.